This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured Andhra Pradesh and Telangana chief ministers of all possible help from the centre to deal with the crisis following heavy rains in their states. Officials said Mr. Modi spoke to the two chief ministers, N. Chandrababu Naidu of Andhra Pradesh and A. Revanth Reddy of Telangana, over phone in the wake of heavy rains and floods. Heavy downpour continued to lash many parts of Telangana, including Hyderabad, yesterday. All primary and secondary schools have been closed today in Telangana. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a three-day visit to Maharashtra starting today. On the first day of her visit, she will attend the Golden Jubilee celebration of Sri Varna Women Cooperative Group at Kolhapur's Varna Nagar. On the second day, she will address the 21st convocation of Symbiosis International Deemed University at Pune. Along with that, she will also be present at the centenary year function of the Maharashtra Legislative Council in Mumbai. On the last day of her tour, she is scheduled to inaugurate the Buddha Vihar at Latur's Udgir and will also meet the beneficiaries of the Shasan Apilya Dari and Mukhyamantri Maji Ladki Bahin Yojana. BJP is set to start its membership drive from today. The drive will be launched with Prime Minister Narendra Modi getting the certificate for the renewal of his membership from BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda. All existing members will need to renew their membership. According to BJP's constitution, membership drives are conducted afresh every 5 to 6 years. The goods and services tax, GST collections, stood at 1.75 lakh crore rupees in the month of August, reflecting a 10% increase compared to 1.59 lakh crore rupees in the same month last year. Central government collected 30,862 crore rupees, while states collected 38,411 crore rupees before adjusting for refunds. The collection of integrated GST, IGST, on imports and interstate sales was at 93,621 crore rupees. Prominent Bengali actors and other personalities from the film industry took part in the overnight protests in Kolkata demanding justice for a trainee doctor who was raped and murdered at R.G. Kar Hospital last month. At a mega rally that kicked off in the city's College Square, actors and renowned personalities including Aparna Sen, Swastika Mukherjee, Sudipta Chakraborty, Chaiti Ghoshal, Sohini Sarkar and others marched along Central Avenue demanding justice for the trainee doctor. Reports that show customer service representatives will be appointed under the Kaushal Bharat Kushal Bharat Yojana and an honorarium of 28,000 rupees will be given to people are false. Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has informed that the claim is false. The ministry further denied the claim that a registration fee of 1,350 rupees will have to be paid before appointment. Uttar Pradesh government will construct a Vedic 3D museum in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's parliamentary constituency Varanasi at the main building of the Sampurnanand Sanskrit University. The state-of-the-art museum will be dedicated to Indian astrology, astronomy and the Vedic literature. The Chief Minister made the announcement during his maiden visit to the university in Kashi yesterday. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued a warning for heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over western, central and southern parts of the country. The IMD said that Vidarbha region is expected to witness extremely heavy rainfall today. And at Paris Paralympics 2024, Indian para-athlete Preeti Pal secured yet another medal for India, clinching a bronze medal in the women's 200 metres T35 final. She won the medal with a personal best timing of 30.01 seconds. With this win, she became the first track and field Indian women para-athlete to win two medals at the Paralympics. On the other hand, Indian athlete Nishad Kumar also won a silver medal with an effort of 2.04 metre in men's high jump T47 event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.